Pain.
You don't believe his stories. You know that there are lies. Bad as you are, you stick around, and I just don't know why.
If I was your man,
baby, you
never worry about
what I do.
I'd be coming home
back to you every night, doing
it right.
Deserve good things.
This for the diamonds,
a head for the rain.
Maybe you're a star.
I just wanna show you you are. You should let me love you. Let me be the one to give you everything you want and need. And baby, good love and protection. Make me your selection. Show you the way love is to
me. This is DJ Bobby Pink.
Can't wait to taste your skin, baby. No, in these eyes, can't wait to see your grin.
And twos. DJ Bobby Payne.
Life be bad, Basil. Max Visha, come and name him Bacadil. Bacadil, Ravina Bill. Bumbani, so boom, where's that?
Show.
Hit up!
of course, this compo sound is still going on. That's right. Of course.
You got me going crazy.
My name's DJ Bobby Payne.
Keep thinking about your thighs.
The whole 8 hours. That's what they had.
Everywhere. I can't wait.
I'm in pain. My heart.
Stay locked right here.
I can't wait.
And power out.
Our love for our brothers and sisters in St. Vincent and the Grenadines and give generously to legitimate efforts to help. Vincentians Ulette McNichol and Donnet Jackson have come together to organize relief barrels for those affected by the volcanic eruptions. We're appealing to the community for donations of non-perishable food items to be sent off by the end of April. If you are moved to help, please call 438-830-2092 or 514-318-8763.
Hi, I'm Nani.
Welcome to the OFC Business Zone.
Black excellence at its finest.
Black Kemet gods, yeah. Black Egyptian gods, summoned from heaven, blessed, dressed in only go yard, homie go hard.
Yes, 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 people. So we have a new Black Business Alert today. Woo-hoo! New Black Business Alert this morning.
So wait, you don't want to introduce the Business Zone? Like, this is a Business Zone where...
Because the song just introduced it, though.
I didn't know why it was going... Does it usually go this long?
Well, yeah. I like the background instrumental. I let it run a little bit. Just,
it's a little longer than usual today.
Well, no, because
it
usually...
Isn't it though?
Oh my gosh, you guys just threw off my whole intro.
Yeah,
Jesus.
Right. Go ahead.
Could have warned us. Sorry.
Well, because normally
people,
when...
People, when this, in your corners.
When,
in your corners.
When this,
in your corners.
When
this,
this
is how we fight every morning, Uncle. Every Thursday morning, we fight like this all the time.
We haven't even had the bell ring yet.
My God. All right, so this is the OFC Business Zone. For those who do not know, OFC stands for One Full Circle. We are the Melanated Community Network, where we focus on bridging the gap between the French and English-speaking melanated community and just generally bringing you that Black excellence.
Yeah.
Okay, so see that? I usually say during that, woo-hoo, ha-ha-ha, part. Shots.
Again? What was it? During that
anyway,
part?
Don't come for me. Don't, anyways. All
so,
right.
As I was saying, new Black Business Alert.
Yeah, no background instrumental.
I was on The View.
Yeah, well, welcome.
Welcome.
this is what it is. But we call it The Vision over here.
Ooh, I like that. I like The Vision.
I just made that up. It's pretty light.
That's one of my favorite characters.
Good.
Ooh,
hey,
yeah, there you go.
There
you have it. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the voice you are hearing is founder of Long Life Athletics.
Ooh.
And if you don't know, you about to find out.
Mm-hmm.
He's here to talk to us about the OX1 training system. Marlon Long, introduce yourself.
No, because Trish was supposed to come with the sound effects, but she likes to call people out, but comes with no sound effects. Anyways.
I got them.
Okay.
Don't worry.
Yeah,
they're
me too. Me too, I have them.
Coming.
Me too, I have them. Sorry, go ahead, Marlon. Rude. Sorry about that.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate everybody tuning in. My name is Marlon Long, as they said. I'm the creator of the OX1 training system, and we're prepping to launch it on the April 24th on a Kickstarter campaign, which just happens to be my birthday, so at least I know my family will be there.
So, Marlon Long, can you talk to us? What is this OX1 training system?
Well, the OX1 training system is a body anchored. For people to understand better, there's a certain amount of training apparatuses that are in the market, but most of them are kind of useless unless you have a door to attach it to, or a tree branch or a pole or something like that. So a little bit about my background. I basically have traveled a lot and worked with, you know, a couple of little celebrities here and there, so I really didn't have a lot of time to go to gyms or, you know, places where I had the opportunity to train. So,
Wait, sorry. I like the way you said that you did you work with a couple of celebrities background. You didn't have time. That's real nice. I think can we give a little context?
a little context?
Yes.
You do not understand. Well, they weren't that little. I mean, they were tall. They weren't that small.
Okay. So Marlon was the if not the head of security for Celine Dion for a very long time, Okay, sorry. Continue.
Oh, okay. I didn't know how much time we had, so let's go. Hold on. Let's see. I'll take a deep breath. So, director. Actually, it's called Director of Security and Logistics. Mm-hmm. Keep it clear.
Yes.
For Mary J. Blige, Celine Dion, James Caan, Aidan Quinn, Stephen Baldwin, Janet Jackson, and the rest runs out of my head.
Thank you. So, okay, yeah. But so, just it's important to give context. Yeah,
right?
just to name a few, you know, just to give proper context. So you weren't just, you know, kind of.
Can I get back to my story?
Yes, please. Sorry. Go ahead. Oh, thank okay. you. Go
so,
ahead.
That's true. So because I really didn't have life of my own because I was, you know, always focusing on everybody else and in different places, I really wanted to figure out a way I can, you know, maximize my free time, which was very little. So I developed a product that I could carry with me and that I could train anywhere. And that made me the body anchor, So basically that's why we call it the body anchor training system. Mm-hmm. So with the product that allows me to use the main body of the product, which is called the OX1 stacker, around my waist or on my shoulders or on my feet. And we attached a whole bunch of different parts to it that allows you to do pretty much all the exercises possible that you could do in the gym or, you know, but you can, the good thing is that you can train on a beach, you can train in a car, you can just, you know, for me it was training on a tour bus or on a plane or waiting in my room next door before the show starts. Mm-hmm. So.
And what's cool, especially in the times that we're in right now, unfortunately, with the closure of gyms and stuff like that, I think the timing couldn't have been better for what you're introducing to the community.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I've been a gym rat all my life. You know, I've trained UFC fighters and stuff like that. But I guess your audience doesn't. I'm a black belt in Taekwondo, and I'm a golden gloves in boxing, and I've been, you know, played football in the U.S. So I've been training all my life. And, you know, the fact that I haven't actually trained in a gym for almost 2 years now.
Yep,
consistently crazy. because of we've been developing the training system. And I have no need. I love, by the way, and I'm not dissing any gyms because I love pushing iron, but I'm able to do everything that I need to do in a much smaller amount of time because I don't have to actually get up and shovel snow and drive to where, you know, to a gym and then, you know, and then do the thing backwards. So I can actually just boom,
get
roll out of bed, grab my product, you know, hit a 25 minute workout or an hour workout if I want to. You know, and get it done, immediately, efficiently. The great thing is that now that I can actually go walking again. Last year, I used to just walk and train while I was walking, so I would be burning calories and building muscles at the same time.
That's amazing.
So I just wanted to make something super efficient that works really well, that was super high quality. That's why it took us 2 years to get to the point where we were comfortable launching.
Mm-hmm.
Because we sourced through, you know, several manufacturers to actually get to the best quality product that we could find. So we're ready now. We started sending out the pre-launch link just 4 days ago, basically, and I think we're up to 257 orders.
Nice.
Already.
I also want to mention, like, it's so efficient that if you are a gym rat and you still, and that's part of what you want to do whenever they open again, it also makes your gym workout more efficient as well.
Mm-hmm.
Like, absolutely.
It's complementary to that as well.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. I actually, when I was going to the gym at the beginning, I used to, and I again don't want to sound whatever, but in my gym the dumbbells only went up to 75 pounds. So for certain exercises, I needed more than 75 pounds. So I had to, I used the OX1 in conjunction with the dumbbell, the 75 pound dumbbell. So I was able to, you know, add the 15 pound bands or the 25 pound bands to actually get me to the weight that I need. And the great thing is it's a progressive weight when you use bands, because there's a point in the exercise, the motion, that your body is weaker and then it gets stronger and stronger. So the bands actually accompany you. So in the point that you're weakest, it's the lightest. And the point that you become strongest, it's the heaviest. Mm-hmm. So it's actually easier on your muscles and builds strength and endurance actually faster.
Man, and last week we had it was Annie McCreamy with us, and she's a trainer, and I know we have a lot of trainers and people who are physically inclined, let's just call it that, who are health conscious. So I know that definitely they're going to be excited. So now, so what's next, like in terms of how do people sign up, how do people support? We've shared it already in the OFC community, One Full Circle community group, on Facebook and on the Empower Hour page. But how else can people find the link and support, or basically put in their orders to support the Kickstarter?
Well, basically what you said, the link is unbelievably going around super fast. My partner and girlfriend went for a walk yesterday, and people on the street were like, "Hey, is that you?" That, you know, so it's actually getting around. So basically following the information on that link, We'll bring you to the landing page, which will show you a little bit more about the product.
Amazing.
From there, you will get. We will send out actually another email or notification 24 hours before the launch, just to remind everybody. And plus, you know, any other thing that comes up between now and then, you know, we can send you updates.
Amazing.
And pretty much once you get to the Kickstarter page on the 24th, you'll be able to actually purchase different tiers of options. So, you know, you don't have to buy the entire set. Again, the great thing about the set is that you can use the individual pieces for beneficial things, you know, depending on what kind of training you do, or you can buy the entire thing. Because, like, originally the OX1 stacker was made, again, to do an individual task, which was to add weight while doing things like knee raises from the captain's chair, or pull-ups or dips, and that actually evolved into the OX1 training system. So all of the parts can be used individually, so you'll have the option to, you know, purchase for things for a small amount, or get, you know, two complete sets for obviously a large amount. But mm-hmm. everything is for, you know, everything you'll get on the Kickstarter campaign is going to be, you know, between 30% and 40% less than the, you know, the retail price. So it's a good opportunity for everybody to get the first batch at a great price.
At a great price. Fantastic. So that's April 24th. You're launching the Kickstarter, April 24th, a.k.a. your birthday.
A.k.a.
A.k.a. So, Marlon, anything that you want to leave the people with? Any models that you have? Any last words that you'd like to leave the people with? And also where they can find you and how they can find you for any information and info?
The Long Life Athletics is... You know, it's the name of the company, but it's also kind of our family motto, which is, you know, try to do things to live a long, prosperous, happy life. So I really hope everybody can get through this pandemic and come out of it and have a long, happy life.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Word up.
I love that. Mm-hmm.
Thank you for that. And so, and are you on the social medias? Can Can people contact you on the Facebook or the Instagram?
Not the Facebook.
on the Instagram, it is the Long Life Athletics. And you know, I am not of your generation, so social media is not part of our, you know, my first thought. Mm-hmm. You know, but everything is being developed. So there will be. Right now, you can definitely reach us at Long Life Athletics on Instagram.
Perfect.
We do have Long Life Athletics on Facebook as well, but we're putting together now the OX1 training system social media platforms, which is obviously run by Long Life Athletics because it's actually, you know, one of the first products, but we have others coming. And you'll be able to reach us there, but we're building a much bigger platform website. So basically, trainers will be able to come and get certified to become OX1 trainers, and you know the users will be able to log on and get pre-recorded classes or mm-hmm. Zoom classes. I shouldn't call them Zoom classes because it won't be Zoom classes.
But, right, yeah.
But you'd get what I'm saying, and be able to track their fitness and all of that. So there's a lot going on.
Yeah, and once that launches, we'll definitely have you back on because that's an awesome opportunity for a lot of people in the community. Mm-hmm. So again, thank you for being on with us this morning. It was awesome having you. Thank you for sharing.
Thank you for having me, and hope you guys have a great day, year, month.
Thank you. Yes. And we'll be in touch.
All right.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day.
You too.
Welcome to the OFC Community Updates, bringing you the past, present, and future community news. Yeah.
So we're off?
Yeah. Oh, you're still here?
Yeah.
Okay.
What?
Yeah,
you're off. Sorry. I'm like, wait, who's this still in here? Okay, all right, yeah. Till next time.
So
that was it. All right, Kat. Kat, you there? I lose Kat too? One time?
Kaya, you there?
I think she's there. She's just
maybe away a little bit.
That was the intro to community updates.
Right.
But we spoke a bit about the past events. We spoke about the Politics 101 last Sunday. And
I haven't done that in a while.
No, you have not. Mm-mm. But that's good too.
Wow.
And I'm going to you know, just redirect everyone to the OFClink.com/events to really see what's coming up in this week. And there's a lot of great things to do that are coming up a little later in the month and into in May as well. So check that out. And
there's one thing I'm going to plug, just now I'll share it on the page, and it's Grant Gigs and Getting It Done workshop series, Revenue Generation.
Nice.
All right. As you guys know, we like to bridge the gap, not just between the French and English speaking Melanated community, but we bridge the gap for the Melanated community globally. So this is one of our collectives in Ontario that's hosting this, but everything's virtual, so everybody could join and take part. So it's going to be up on the OFC website. For now, I'm going to share it on the Empower Hour page, mm-hmm. as well as the OFC page. And I wanted to just give you guys just a quick update. We have, so as you guys know, so the OFC, we've been working on this purchasing of land. So we have some good news, some exciting news. We have accepted a second rank offer. So let me explain what that means, because I didn't necessarily understand. So for those who don't know, or who did, yeah, like myself, who just wasn't aware what the hell that meant, is we put in an offer to purchase this land. And again, giving you guys some context, if it's your first time hearing this, so we're working on purchasing some land to create our own Black Wall Street. All right, it's the land itself. It's about 6 acres, 6 acres, 8 acres. Sorry, we're purchasing 8 acres, and the objective is we have three initiatives that's going to be launched on this 8-acre plot. One of them is being, it's going to be a health center, holistic healing and health center, where we're going to have culturally adapted, basically services. So mental health workshops, again, culturally adapted. So with Black counselors, right. Yoga, meditation, natural healing, naturopathic healing practices and different things like that. So that's what's going to be happening. We're going to have the center there. And with that center, it's going to have like a multi-unit sleeping quarters. Mm-hmm. And we're also going to have a collective of tiny homes that we're going to be renting out for people who just want to unplug from the city for a little bit, people who want to work from home, but they want to work in a different environment. They'll be able to do it from there as well. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to have a small little gated community where so people who actually want to relocate are going to be able to actually purchase residential real estate. So this is what we're currently working on. So we put in the offer. Now, our offer was beat out by somebody else. So now the way it works is we received like a what's kind of like a counter offer. So we signed to say that in the event that the person who beat our offer doesn't pan out, if something happens, whatever be the case, they have an issue with their financing, etc., we get the property. So we will find out on the 24th of April. Mm-hmm. So this is super exciting. I am super lit. Like, for those who are still interested in getting involved, you still can buy shares for the project. You still can invest in the project. So you definitely get in contact with us by all means. Like, you guys know how to contact us online or whatever be the case. Or you could just call the OFC 514-651-4545. And we'd love to explain to you a little more about the project and how it's going and how you can get involved. But this is really exciting. We're close, guys. We're going to be, you know, soon building our own little Black Wall Street. So that's what it is right now. So that's one little quick little OFC quick update for y'all.
Awesome. We have an audience clapping sound there. You didn't use it.
Oh, what? There's claps? Audience claps? Okay.
You ain't gonna call me out on that.
Okay.
Nah, don't play yourself.
You see?
Scroll up or refresh.
Yes,
it's
I see it. Mm. I see it. Wait. Okay. Anyways. Can I get it playing?
Of course.
Wait, hold on.
Oh, it's kind of taking a long time.
Yeah, I know. Let me see.
You have to cue it up.
Oh, yeah, look at that. Claps. Okay, good. All right.
See, Miss Trish always comes.
I'm so excited about that.
I know.
Too.
Well, what do you mean?
You ain't going to call me out.
Yeah, facts.
Line,
facts, man. Facts. Okay, shit. No. So that was it for our updates. So, okay. So, Queen Kai, are you on? Because... You know,
Kaya,
I am here.
Okay, good. All right. Okay, it's your time, sister. You want?
Oh, it's me.
It's
you know, I always get like this when it's my turn. I'm like, oh, what?
Yeah, I'm on the show. No. Yes.
We live.
Yeah. Every time.
No, but so it's me right now. Now.
Yeah.
But
okay, so check it out. Let me get to the good notes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wait, how's the instrumental?
Music a little too loud.
Yeah, I'm not feeling this instrumental. Sorry, I don't know what it is.
But
wow.
It's different when we're in the.
I want to hear her. That's the thing. And yeah, with that, I can't hear her.
Okay.
It's too much action going on.
Hey,
he puts his own mic super loud.
No.
I know.
And then he puts the music loud on.
And when it's everybody else, the music's like wah 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 wah.
No, I do that.
And then he wants to say it's the Gina segment.
I know.
When really it's the Pharoah show.
It is the Pharoah show.
Oh my god.
It's totally the Pharoah show.
That was a good comeback, though. That was a good one. I have nothing to say. It was a good comeback. It was a good one. It was good.
So play it so we can hear her, please.
Yes.
And take off. It's too busy.
No instrumental. That's it. No instrumental.
Exactly.
Go,
Kaya,
go
talk,
because
your voice is
that's
beautiful.
It.
Go
no,
ahead.
That's it. That's it. I quit. I'm turning. Look. I just closed the whole Spotify is closed. Go ahead.
So I was online the other day and I seen something, and you know, I remember a couple years ago being kind of crucified for having this mindset, but the game said it and kind of shut it down. And so now everyone on the internet is talking about what they want and what they gonna have. And I'm just proud of the people for knowing what they work. But the game said that if he's in a relationship with a woman, and as long as she's taking care of the home, she cooks, she cleans, and she takes care of his sexual needs, life is on him. She doesn't have to pay for anything. Mm-hmm. And I'm feeling like a lot of men were offended by his statement, because a lot of women feel like, yeah, you know what? I feel like I'm that type of woman. So why wouldn't you who are capable be doing that for me. I want to know, what do you guys think about that? Do you think that the man pays 100% of the bills, 60%, 70% of the bills? What do you guys think?
I think for me, it everyone has what they like. Everyone wants something different in life.
Right.
Like for me, I know that I need a little bit more than just cooking, cleaning, and taking care of the kids. I know that like I have that mother nature in me, so I'll do that anyway to a certain extent. But I want that help and stuff, and I need to go out and know that I have my certain level of independence. However, if I was the type of person who was like, nah, I'm not. I don't want to go to work, and I rather this be my work, because that's a job.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's true.
It's an absolute job. Mm-hmm. So if that's the job I choose, 100% I agree.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I mean, you can pay for everything. I mean, I have an entrepreneurial spirit, so it would be hard for me. I've been on my own for a very long time, taking care of everything by myself. So if someone were to come on and do that, I mean, it would be cool. I would have to adjust. I wouldn't mind it, but I would be doing more. Also, with that too, yes, you're giving me all the money, but I still need your emotional support, your mm-hmm. respect, your mm-hmm. loyalty. There's more that comes to it. Mm. I wouldn't mind it. I also still wouldn't mind a 50-50. I believe everybody is different. And like G said, you know, whatever works for you, works for you. I wouldn't mind, but I would still need more than just my paid life. Because mm. money's not everything.
I like that. In my case, I'm like, I don't know. I find it's hard to have any kind of preset rules, because just what I find works is just what is convenient for the relationship. So it's not like, you know, yeah. as the man coming in saying, I'm going to cover everything. It's just like, I just... It's hard for me to say, well, yeah, I think a man should come in and do that. I really feel it should just be balanced, and it should be like whatever's best for that particular relationship.
Yeah. And you build empires together.
Yeah.
That's it. It really should be. Because, yeah, like I honestly, the way I feel about it is that it should just, when you're at that point within your relationship, it just be one account. Like, you know, obviously everyone mm-hmm. has their own little, you know, like side money that they do things with. But your expenses, everything comes out of the same account. Your cash comes into the same place. Like, it's not mine and yours. It's ours. And we just deal.
Absolutely. So that's sweet. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, good stuff. So these people kind of like attacked me one day, saying, because I actually kind of feel the same, especially when the man has the means to. Mm-hmm. I definitely get it if a man is financially not where he's feeling like he needs to be. But once he arrives, I think that it's something that is automatically supposed to take place. I think that we've lost the old school values, mm. hence why a lot of the women that we know struggle to just have babies, just to even make time to have babies,
right.
And to be women, to actually put a dress on, put on a skirt. You know, we're wearing the pants so much these days. So for me, it was kind of for a man that has this type of platform, it was like relieving to me. It gave me like a little confidence in where men are, that they're not all fully lost right now. That I feel like, you know, that we got some men out here that still love women wholeheartedly and want to just take care of them. And if she does what a woman does naturally, and it doesn't mean that's all she does, but if he says his basics, take care of home, cooking, and I can't say his words, but ucking the out of me. And I love that. I love that. He's like, life is on me, period. And I feel like that's what a woman is supposed to be able to do. But on another note, as far as women and men and relationships, this girl got my boyfriend. I'm so mad at her. But Megan Thee Stallion is with Partisan Fontaine. I told y'all about this before, but yeah. He put up a video. And he is on the toilet, I guess, doing a number two. And she's laying on the floor outside the bathroom waiting for him.
Wow.
Now, Tory Lanez made a comment back when the whole drama jumped off between them that she was clingy. And Partisan now does this video where, and he puts on the video, he says, taking doo-doos will never be the same. And then he puts the camera like to point at the outside of the door, and she's laying there with her dog, and they're both on the floor like just looking at him like are you done yet?
Wow, so okay. Nope. That's another level. Nope. Okay.
Nope. Yeah.
That's another
level. Okay.
That's too much.
So I want to know, what do you guys think about this? Because I thought that this was so cute. I thought that this was really cute that she felt comfortable enough to even be that. You know, a lot of women feel like this, being this kind of girl, but they keep from doing it because they say, oh, guys don't like clingy girls. But what do you think about this, guys?
No,
clingy, your partner being clingy.
My physical touch is fourth out of fifth of my love language. And so I don't need to be that close to you when you're taking a dump. I really don't I'm not here for it. I don't like it. I have Febreze in my, I have poopery in my bathroom. I got Febreze. If you come in my house and you need to take a dump, a number two, make sure you poopery that first.
then Febreze it. That means you really can sit there then. That means no. That you have no reason why you
can't. Why am I sitting there waiting here to ploosh? I don't need it. I don't need it. I don't need it. I don't want to smell it. That's not cute. It's not cute to me.
It's not cute.
It's not it for me.
It's an listen. I'm not clingy. I'm a Pisces. So that for us is already just like we're already super attached and all this kind of stuff. But I need to give you your space when you're going number two, and you got to give me mine. That's all I'll say. I'm clingy, but not that clingy.
I got so mad when well, he was my boyfriend at the time. I was in the shower, and then he decided to come in and use the bathroom. And it's one thing you're going to come in and pee,
yeah.
But why am I in the shower? I'm like, what am I smelling?
What I'm saying?
No, I was so angry.
Yeah, there's a limit.
So angry.
There's honestly a limit to the madness. Like I'm saying. No. Like
That's not love? I thought that was love.
No, that's anger.
Wow.
Okay, that's anger.
Wow. Yeah. All right.
Nah,
you know, Gina, the worst part for me wouldn't have been that he came and used the bathroom. It would be when he flushed and the hot water came on.
That's what I'm saying. Like, what are you thinking about? No.
My grandfather had a thing. Sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead, my love.
No, my grandfather had a thing that you had to flush while you were pooing so that it wouldn't smell.
No, my mom said that.
Yeah, of course. Courtesy flush. Everybody knows that.
Yeah.
Come on.
Well, he didn't.
Oh.
Nah, but then I would have been in the shower maybe.
Mine too.
I don't know. Clingy, again, it's just like, well, yeah, it's just not comfortable. I don't know why anybody want like to be clingy, but it's just again, it just should be a mutual love. I don't know.
Please, so you guys all kind of feel the same way. Well, I can't, you know, Miss Trish says that, but she's a Pisces, so Pisces are lovers of love.
Of
so
course.
They love being
loved. It is bad.
So they like a little clingy. Actually, I find that Pisces, they want you to fight a little bit. That you got to fight to prove your love with a Pisces.
You better, because you're worth it. I'm worth it, of course. Absolutely. Yeah. I am the whole package and more.
Okay.
Baby. You better fight that.
Okay.
Of course.
You can do that for me too, but don't do all your pulling.
All right. What else you got, Queen Kaya?
So, there's a couple things. So, we all know and love Keisha Cole, but we know that Keisha Cole has this really young boyfriend. And recently something happened to me and I said, you know what, maybe we need to talk about this because I think that people have, like, there's a stigma against it. But Keisha Cole showed up online with a very big hickey on her neck.
Mm.
And she put, next time, make it darker, bae. It's a vibe. Now, are hickeys childish, or is this something that, tell me, you know, I don't want to give my opinion on it. Tell me what you guys think, and then I'll tell you what I think. What do you guys think about?
Oh, you're muffly, but.
Sorry, getting hickeys from your lover or giving hickeys to your lover. What do you think about this?
Whatever floats your boat. At the end of the day, like, for me, like, I don't want it. I don't want the Maybe I'm going too far with it. Like, it feels a little territorial, like marking your territory for me. So for me, I'd rather you not. At least if you're going to do it, it doesn't have to be something that is visible. But
to the public?
Yeah, but like also like most of my tattoos aren't either, right? Most people sometimes don't even realize I have them. But like, that's just me. But whatever floats your boat, if that's what you like, go ahead, boo. There's no such thing as childish. First of all, you should be able to be childish in your relationship. You should be able to be yourself and have fun and joke around. And all
Trish, you want to go ahead?
Mark me. I'm good. You can mark me. I don't mind. It doesn't bother me. Normally, I always have my hair down anyway, so I could have been here many times. But I'm just saying. Yeah, mark me. It's cool.
No, I'm not down for any of them things. That's crazy. What are you guys talking about? Like,
I am not surprised.
I do feel it's kind of childish. Like, what do you put a hickey on? Like, I got stuff to do. I'm going out seeing people looking like I'm in grade 7. heaven. Like, can you? No, I'm
there
not down.
There are ways to cover it. Turtlenecks?
No. Stop it.
All right, whatever. Stop it.
All right, so that's
Kaya, how do you feel about it? You need to tell us.
Okay, so I looked up a couple of different things, and I was wondering, like, you know, what's the psyche behind the whole hickey thing? And yeah, some people do it because they're being territorial, so it's kind of like you're marking, you know, where the dog urinates on his hydrant,
right?
You know, or his favorite toy. But some people actually end up getting hickeys because they're one of their erogenous zones are their neck. Mm-hmm. And if you pay enough attention to certain spots of it, if you notice your neck hickey everywhere, there's certain spots that are a little bit more sensitive than others. These are where that spot would be. And if you pay a little bit closer attention to it, it actually lightens up like that because of the interaction of it's like your sexual your prowess is is heightened.
Mm.
So those spots are actually the spots on either side of your neck is where it would show up more, because that's where your pheromones are like escaping from. So that's why it feels good when you're being kissed there and stuff, and why one, if they paid enough attention to that spot, would mark it. So yeah, the skin is a little bit more sensitive there. So yeah, I
learn something new every day. You just taught me something.
That sounds pretty grown-up-ish to me.
No, it's still not to be leaving my. I don't care what you're saying.
That's why I'm like, yeah.
No. Yeah, that's why I'm like, yeah, get out of here. No.
Yeah.
That's why I'm like, yeah, I'm about it. Do it.
Yeah, I'm about that. I feel like, you know, and if someone is taking that much time to concentrate on you, you must be having a good time, no?
Yes, of course. Of course.
Yeah, so I'm feeling like, I don't know, you guys. I think we should take it easy on the grown folks with the hickeys. They're like, you know, those are for children, but I feel like they're for grown folks who are enjoying each other.
Right. I like, I'm with
I agree.
It.
Not me, yeah. But go ahead. I don't agree, but go ahead. That's the...
Well, that's my segment. I'm gonna leave
it at that.
But that's how I feel. And you guys are a little bit cold. I noticed that you guys don't want to be hugged. You guys don't want hickeys. You guys don't want
who? Not me.
Like, no, you
gotta expose. You gotta, yeah, Gina and Farrell, not Miss Trish. I like Gina, a hug.
Listen,
I'm good.
Y'all need a hug.
I'm hugging
next time my
time. I hug you guys all the time.
No, listen, me is a quality time thing. You being my presence, that like that's showing me love. I don't need you hanging on my neck. Okay. I'm not a gymboree here.
I could be a gymboree.
I just think
I won't talk about
my
it.
Goodness.
Because you know, I don't want nobody to think I'm talking about
children
it.
Are listening. Jeez.
Are they?
I know, right?
Are they?
Can I bring an instrument? I'm bringing
yeah, bring in the song. Thank bring you. In whatever.
Okay, so next. So, I see where you're getting at.
You see what I'm saying? Play the music. And then,
what's this?
I don't know what that is.
Oh. Well, I guess that's what that is. I don't know. I don't know what that was either. Ooh, I like that instrumental.
And now it's time for Coffee Conversations.
Okay, I don't know why I'm rapping on your beat. The beat is so heavy, though.
Thank you.
You don't want to rap on the beat?
No, I do not want to rap on the beat. I don't want to rap on the beat.
Yeah,
oh, my goodness. So, okay. Well, then.
Sorry.
I'm going to wait till you're done because it was coffee conversations
sorry,
time between
sorry.
The three of us. So, all right, guys, I have a confession. So I live in an apartment building. I live on the highest floor of an apartment building. And the other day I heard my neighbors, not downstairs, next door now, arguing, right? And I was fully focused mode in something that I was doing. You guys know why I stopped what I was doing to listen, right?
Oh,
right?
Wow.
So today's coffee conversations is drink up if you're a nosy neighbor.
Oh,
because
shucks.
I am. Like, I think after I read these things, I'm like, yo, Trish, I think you're a little bit too nosy. Mm-hmm. So, all right, everybody. So this is where we are this morning. All right. A few signs that you may be a nosy neighbor. First one, turning down the TV or radio so that you can listen to things going on. Kaya, Farrell, are you?
No, I can't say I've done that. I'm trying
Kaya?
to.
depends on the tone. arguments happen every day, but if it sounds like something that is getting out of hand, I'm turning it down to listen, because I don't want to hear. I don't want to see the coroner in my building.
I hear you on that. All right. So when you hear someone talking outside, do you look out your window? Do you look out of your window, peeking through the blinds?
Yes.
Yeah, me too. I'm like, who is that?
Who is just, come on, you're close. I need to see you.
Exactly.
Okay, see, no, in the hood, we don't do that. You keep, because you might get shot through the window. You keep your head in.
All right.
Just listen from behind. Okay. Don't, you just listen.
Mm-hmm. All right, the next one is opening a window so that you can hear more of a conversation.
No, that's you're fast. Oh
gosh. But it's something I might do. I'm not even gonna lie. I am so nosy, and it's not nice. Like because when they were going at it, but they were going at it for something stupid. I'm not gonna say what. But I was just like, I heard the whole conversation. All my voiceovers got delayed because I was listening to their. Anyways, we won't talk about.
Okay.
All right. spying when they get a new delivery.
No,
I can't. The way I live, I can't do that. So,
I do. I just like to see it's just like you see the truck pull up. It's a FedEx, and sometimes you're like, again, and you're just shopping. You're shopping over there. Okay, all right.
He said again.
Yeah. All right, that's what's happening.
Oh Lord. The next one is peeping over the garden fence while they're having a barbecue. Now I can't do that, but I can. The condo across the street from me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying where I live, but you know they have some gatherings. That's all I'm saying.
Okay,
that's all, I can see that.
Okay, yeah, no, that I think that comes with being a neighbor. You have to look over the fence. Just what's popping over there. Hey, just throw eyes.
Okay.
It's a close proximity, so I have that.
Don't be dry snitchy, man.
Yeah,
that's
just be throwing. I didn't say I'm calling anybody.
No,
nobody. It's just good to, okay, so you guys are okay over there with it? I might be okay over here with it. That's all I'm saying.
The gatherings across the street, I be partying with them because the music is loud. Like, ooh, they're taking a risk. Anyway.
Not me. Partying across the street.
Anyway. Mm-hmm. The next one is coming outside in your pajamas to see what's going on. Like if you hear like a siren, if you hear anything of that nature. I'm not going outside. That's not me.
No.
Kaya?
Oh my gosh. My building at night, sometimes people set off the fire alarm. And you know what? I don't even get up when the fire alarm is going off. I got to smell smoke. Because you know
why?
I come from a time in New York City where people would ring the fire alarm. And you come outside and it's actually a robbery. It's not even really that.
Yo.
For me, I would smell fire.
That is crazy. Oh, no.
I have to see the people them run up and down in front of the building for runoff.
Okay. I don't
blame you. You won't get me.
You won't get you.
No, absolutely right.
Because you know when people run out and then they run in and get your jewels and stuff and you don't realize. You're like, oh my God, I just got robbed.
Mm-hmm. Put yourself in that situation. All right. The next one is a little bit too far. I don't think any of it is cupping your ear to the wall.
No, that's extreme. That's extreme. You are really trying to get in.
Yeah.
Okay. Only if I hear sex. If I hear sex, I am putting the cup to the... I'm listening to that. I don't care about the rest of the stuff, really, but I'm listening to that.
Okay.
And I'm going to be looking at them strange. When they come out,
honestly,
I'm standing right there at the front door. Like,
I am telling you. Okay. I'm going to say one more thing about my area. I'm not saying where I live again. But across the street from me, again, they be doing it. Like, doing it well, like LL in them.
And you could see it from where you
the
are.
The way that I live, you've seen. There's duplexes apart. A lot of people be doing it in the kitchen, in the bedrooms and stuff like that. I can't hear, but I could surely see.
Yo, gee, film that for me.
No,
just so I can see what you're talking
it's
about.
People's private.
Oh, is it that private? You're talking
you
about it on the radio.
You can actually see. But nobody knows where I live, so it's okay.
Yo.
You know?
That is wild.
I don't blame you, Kaya. Cup your head to the wall for that action. I don't blame you.
I'm waiting to hear their door open so I can step out into the hallway and look them in their eyes.
Right? And be like, hey.
I want them to, and it sounds spicy, guys. Wow.
High fives.
I'm proud of you.
High fives. Good job.
High five.
I love
it. I'm going to get on a bottle tonight. I love you guys.
I love that. All right. The next one is, this is a little bit too nosy, too bad. And anyways, it's taking a parcel for a neighbor and having a sneaky peek inside. So you know when they open the door, you're leaning to your left to see what's going on behind them.
Wow,
have you guys? I think that's a little bit much.
That's very much. Damn,
That's much. That's too much.
Like, yo, get like the neighbors to turn and watch you. Like, what are you doing? Like, why are you trying to see my business? Like, cha. No, no, that's a, and it's a hard no for
no,
me.
No, that's a hard no for that's me, too. Wild. Kaya?
I was like, wow.
Kaya, no? You don't know, eh? Kaya?
Question?
Yeah, what was, I'm saying, do you, when you they open the door, you're peeping to your left to look over to see what's behind them?
No.
No, okay. I didn't think so. Yeah. I didn't think so either. The next one is snooping when you're meant to be watering plants or feeding your plant, your pets. So, you know, when you're putting the water in your cactus and you're, like, looking over and stuff like that? I've done that, though. I've done that. I'm not going to lie. I've done it.
I'm a little too embarrassed to get caught doing that. So, I like, just, you know, for your neighbor to look over and be like, are you trying to...
I've done. I've never gotten caught, but I've done it.
That's what I'm saying. That's my concern. I don't want to be caught. I probably wouldn't do it just for that.
All right.
I'm not looking.
No, you're not looking? Okay.
Not because I don't want them looking at me.
I don't blame you. Mm-hmm. I don't blame you. Treat people how you want to be treated. Next one is, I haven't done this either and I won't, taking food or treats over as an excuse to see inside of their home. People are real, but these are real scenarios.
Yo, and it happens.
And it happens.
You know, in the South, I think that's a thing. Because as soon as you move in, they wait until after you get your stuff up. Like, they give you the little courtesy thing. Mm-hmm. And then they come over with pecan pies and peach cobbler.
Yes, 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 exactly.
And you can't refuse it. So they'd be at the door for a second talking and looking and stuff. But I think that's a thing for sure. In the South, they do that. But right. No, I think that that is so newsy.
Right?
And we don't. And, you know, as a people, too, you know, we don't really eat from everybody. So
exactly.
I'll come over here from that. Max trying to serve me nothing. And you got a cat too? Like,
oh my God. Stop it. Exactly.
Yo, you guys have me laughing so much this morning. All right. The next one is, this one's a felony, but anyways, having a look at their letters or their mail.
straight against the law.
Exactly. Like, what are you doing?
That nosy.
What
nosy.
Are you doing?
Go to jail for
yeah,
that.
Seriously. Curious. What are you doing looking at people's mail? So that's a hard no for me. Kaya, I'm sure it's a hard no for you.
Because
like, well,
no, because you know why? There's been times where I thought it was all my stuff.
Okay.
I picked it up. It had somebody else's stuff in it. But when I looked the type of mail it was, I was like, I said, oh, let me go and knock on their door.
Yeah. Mm.
You better take this fast because this looked like you might be in some. I wasn't looking at your mail, but it happened to be my good thing. I read it, Chad. I had your mail.
You know what I'm saying?
Notified that the people was coming to the door. Yeah. So look.
Oh, wow. All
right, so I could see. Yeah. Okay. I could see how that could help.
Right. You're not opening the mail.
Okay. You just okay. I get what you're saying.
It's like scan. It's like not previewing, not scanning it. But you just want to make sure it's good.
Survey.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Just check. Okay. Yeah, you're doing them a favor.
All right. The next one is either for people who live in apartment buildings or if it's in a common area, if you're listening to the person's conversation while they're on the phone, like you pretend you're like texting and stuff like that. It's a juicy conversation. You're listening. Are you listening?
You know, I feel like I might have caught. I might have done that by mistake. Once or twice.
Yeah. But you're really you're tuned in. You're invested.
No, I'm not. No, never.
You're
never
invested in the conversation. It's just, like, gee, I wonder if he's really gonna like go out tonight after his girlfriend said no. Like, I just, you know, what I'm saying?
I think
like,
that beat the whole thing.
What you say, Farrah?
No, go ahead.
No, I said, you know what? I'm not like that. I'm really like, I'm like, yo, tell him he's fucking stupid. My language. Like, tell him he's dumb. What is he saying right now?
Yeah. So the scenario is a girlfriend is on the phone with her man, right? And you live in this building. You know who he is too. You know, apartment 3B. And she's telling him, no, you can't go out with your boys tonight. And he's trying to like beg her and stuff like that, right? That is the scenario. The two of you need to give me what you gonna do.
Oh my.
I know.
She's berating him. She's like, you so-and-so, you this and that, you small wiener, all kind of things.
I'm gonna say something. I don't care.
You would say something.
I'm saying something.
I'm not sure if I'm saying something.
Pharaoh, you are a man. And this is a melanated man, too. And he is being berated. She's like, you're broke. And you're ugly. You know what I'm saying? I'm only with you because I promised your dead mama that I would be with you.
God.
Like, she's saying
she's going
these.
Work.
She's going in with the, like, you know.
Me and that woman are having a fight. I don't care.
Yeah.
And she's on speakerphone, and you guys are in the elevator, and this melanated man is taking this.
Wow.
Me, I hold him wrist. I'm not talking to the phone like egg yell. And then I go, listen, make your wife say fake, and I make this for you.
Yeah.
Pharaoh.
I'm gonna text you. You know what?
All right.
Yeah, idiot. Yeah. No, you have to stop.
You have. Yeah, that's not cool. She's berating him.
And what is it? And you know what happens? Sometimes it's the worst. You know, you see scenarios like that. It's a TV show. You better say something. You're gonna look.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Sometimes that's some hidden camera stuff. Right. You're so good thought, Kaya.
Good
thought.
Yeah. Good.
You're very right. Okay, Farrell. What is your answer,
I'm trying to I'm visualizing the scenario. I'm in the elevator.
Yeah.
Okay, homegirl is on speaker and she's just disrespecting the man. All kinds. The guy's on the phone.
All kinds. Yeah. Speaker phone.
He's on. It's because I'm like, well, what am I really gonna do? What am I? I'm
well, what would you do?
Who's this guy? I know this guy. All of a sudden, I'm coming to his defense.
You know like, that thing? What would Jesus do? What would Pharaoh do? WWPD. What would Pharaoh do?
No, because in real life, Pharaoh picks his battles. I do not jump in every fire. Like I am.
Okay.
I'm a trained firefighter. I've been doing this for a long time, and I just know sometimes. You know what?
So you're gonna leave the man to get berated.
Let that one burn out. It's gonna.
They're gonna solve their problems.
They'll solve it. You know what? What if the guy's a sadist? And what if he's actually getting like a service or something on the phone?
It could be anything.
That's true.
What if he
my gosh.
For someone to
Thank
be
you.
I want you guys to come over and we could people watch. You guys are so good with these scenarios.
Because it could be anything.
Honestly, you're so right.
I'm not big on just jumping to conclusions, in. I need context. I need to understand what he could have done some real arms of
foul stuff.
And then we're catching the after for it. So we're jumping in and trying to play superhero.
Right.
And she's like, well, yo, you see this black eye? This guy, I was like, oh, yeah, I didn't know it's that black eye.
I got it.
It could be anything. So, yes.
I really like the openness so that you guys both have. I'm telling you, I'm inviting y'all to people watch at my house.
No, that I'm coming for.
We are going to make up some stories.
Popcorn and everything.
I like to do that in restaurants, and I like to do that in the old pork. Because the old pork is shifty at nighttime.
Oh, so guys, come on. When
we're
allowed out, let's
downtown.
Guys, when we're allowed out, we're picking a spot and we're doing this.
Yes.
We're going to make up scenarios and stories of everybody that
I
we
am
see.
Down.
Gina, I know you're listening, so you're going to be there with us too.
Yes.
Every one of us has to go. We have to go out today on night and do that, man.
I am very down.
I love that. Yes. I love that. But that was this week's Coffee Chronicles. Trish. I am a nosy neighbor and I'm proud of it.
You're full of great ideas. I love it.
Thank you.
Yeah, I love it.
I'm a nosy neighbor with a purpose.
It's going to be work for us. This is work. We're watching people.
Yo, Empower Hour, it is a People Watch edition. Welcome. And this gentleman
Actually,
is walking.
You know what? I'll tell you guys something really quick. One time I heard my neighbor, and it was early one morning. And you know what? I don't have children, but sometimes I love to hear kids playing in the house, you know? Too bad they're not in my house. But I hear them kids playing downstairs, and I hear the dad say, hey, like, you know, you're making too much noise. It's too early. We have neighbors. And I got on Messenger because I know him, and I messaged him, and I said, hey, leave the kid.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
He's like, what the heck? I'm like, yeah, you're left for alone. Matter of fact, send her upstairs to Auntie Kaya's house. She can come and trip out up here.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool of you.
Up here, bro. You want to go take a nap? Come center here.
That's cool.
So before we close, because while we're talking about our hot topics and things of the day, we forgot this hotness here. Meet the Montrealers competing in the new season of Top Chef Canada.
Woo!
So, okay, I can't pronounce this name good. Can you pronounce this name? Asia?
I think it is Asia Kolachi.
Okay, good. Yeah. Thank you. Mm-hmm. And Jay Anthony. Big shout out Jay Anthony and the other sisters too. But big shout out Jay Anthony. Really, really proud of you. So they are among the 11 contestants slinging it out for $100,000 grand prize season 9.
Love
Can I just
that.
Say, big up to Jay Anthony, fine self. And let me just say that group from Montreal, because he is so fine. Lord have mercy.
He is. Go, Jay.
Guys, where did that, like, I don't understand how that happened. Like,
she's spitting facts, so I had to hop on.
She's spitting facts.
No, we got a lot of brothers in Montreal that are nice looking, but Jay Anthony is amongst some of the top tier good looking guys.
Nice.
And the brother can cook. So women love to eat. So I'm just saying, you know, ladies, go ahead and tune in because he's fine and he's cooking. We can't taste the food, but we can see the product.
Hey!
Wow!
Get
hot.
It. That's
no. That's why I appreciate the show. We give props where it's due.
Absolutely.
And that's what it is. Like basically, these are Montreal celebrities, and we have to make sure people know that they're hot and they look good. And yeah, basically, people to like check out Jay Anthony, according to Kaya and Miss Trish. he's worth looking at.
Yes. Well, I'm the way you're saying it. I'm sitting next to Farrell. I'm not laughing at the content. It's the delivery.
I'm just letting you know. He's like, good to look at. Yeah, hey, that's it. I'm comfortable in my sexuality. I think he's a pretty attractive guy too. I just tell people about this. Just feel, you know, you guys just, you could look at Jay Anthony. Okay. So, do we have anything else? I think this is a pretty exciting show.
I
would actually like to make a point because I noticed something. You know, Montrealers, we ease into summer because the weather's kind of iffy. This week is self-care week. Get your hair cut. Get your skin manicured. Amen. Do your manicures and pedicures. This is self-care week. Get your massages. Get your things lined back up again. We are outside. We are walking around. We are getting sun. So love on yourself, you guys. This is the time.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Farrell, any last words, darling?
Yeah, guys. Thank you, everybody, for supporting the OFC and supporting the Empower Hour. We definitely appreciate you. And just check us out online, actually. OFCnetwork.com. You could join the network. You could...
Bidding a good morning to you all, I'm Jerry Goodfriend, welcoming you to Folk Directions, a program of music based in and influenced by tradition, here on CKUT Radio, 90.3 FM in Montreal, streamed and archived on the World Wide Web at ckutfolk.com.